You know who God blesses?
God.
The Bible says God blesses those who obey Him. Check out my sign.
Satan runs the world, the church, repent,
obey Jesus, and then this one says, come out of the world and church. The churches are all, churches are made up of a bunch of man-made traditions. They're full of hypocrisy, money, and greed.
Yeah, I'd like to hear more about this. Actually.
Well, you go to my website, don'tperish.com. On that card is my email. You're the first, you know what? You want to know what's pretty cool? I come to these places. I come to these places north, and I travel all over the country. Yeah. I retired early to do this, and I don't take people's money. I do this with our own resources God provides for us. And oftentimes when I go and preach at a place, I get one person that is like respectful, receptive, and says, wow, I'm interested. Out of the masses and thousands, guess what we usually get? Mockers, haters, Satanists. So you're, I want to share this with you. You're the first guy I'm witnessing to.
I don't want to get smoked.
Nah, don't worry about it. I used to smoke. My wife used to smoke. We repent. You got to repent of that. But
yeah,
you can overcome it. Christ can help you overcome it. You're the first guy I witnessed to. You may be the reason I came here today. I might witness all the rest of these people, and I'm going to plant seeds of truth in you with the gospel. You must come by the shed blood of Jesus Christ. He's the only way. And most people in America believe in Jesus. Here's a big problem, North. They're not following Him. To follow Him means to obey Him, to lose your life through repentance. And when that happens, we were worldly people. We would have been partaking in all this stuff a few 15 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We didn't. We weren't born like this. We had to come out. We were born of God like this. And by repentance, you can be born again. You get a new heart and a new mind. And then the fruit you have a new heart and a new mind is not that you go and join some church that's going to teach you a bunch of, a lot of churches are here doing this world. This is a worldly thing.
This is, yeah.
And guess what James 4:4 says?
You tell me.
To be a friend of the world makes you God's buddy or His enemy? Which one do you think?
His enemy.
Yeah. And so this is a friend of the world. So that's why we go with these signs. And so you can, by holiness and obedience, prove that God's working in you. And then the last part, you're probably not married. You look pretty young. So my wife and I are married. Would you believe that we have to endure in our marriage?
Well, of course.
Yeah, I mean, I could mess it up tomorrow, couldn't I?
You could.
Yeah,
you could.
And you know salvation's like that, too?
Really?
Christ is powerful, and He's working in you. But guess what? It takes a covenant of two. And so you're working in covenant. He's always there working, but guess what you can do?
You can separate.
You can separate. You can lose your desire. You can go into sin. You can stop going to Him. You can stop obeying Him. And the Bible says in Hebrews 5:9, He made the way for those who live like the world and sin a lot.
Yeah.
No. It says He made the way for those who obey Him. Put that card in your pocket. What town do you live in, man? You go to my website, don'tperish.com. Look up the gospel. There's a 10-point test. My email's on there. You email me. I'll give you my cell phone. We can Bible study. We can talk.
Really?
We can chat. Absolutely. That's what I do. I disciple people. That's what we come into the world to do.
I would love that.
We love and care for your soul.
I got you right here. So I'm going to...
You're literally the first guy I talked to. I just walked around the corner.
Really?
Yeah, here's our web. There's my email. And then there's our website. Thousands of resources for free. Guess what? We don't take people's money like all these charlatans that want you to give them money.
Yeah, you're right. Hey,
test yourself. Love to hear from you. We love you.